Scrub is the guy that thinks he's fine and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. No, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, I wanna lay your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's side, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's side, trying to holler at me.
He's not checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like that, and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a baby.
Program was pre-recorded.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my god, I can't believe I actually got through. You guys have no idea how much this means to me.
Yeah, basically, like, I listen to you guys every day for multiple hours a day.
Didn't you find a Barbie shoe in your underwear one time?
No, they found it when they gave me a colonic.
Oh, sorry, I get those now.
Listening to you for like 15 years, and you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you. We keep getting better with age. Have you noticed that?
You guys are the best morning show ever.
Welcome to the show.
Elvis Duran,
and the morning show.
Elvis Duran, morning show.
Funny conversation I was having with Nate. Was there a place you and your family went after like school celebrations or to celebrate great grades or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a place? Like, where's Gary?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, ours was Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Frog?
It was K&W Cafeteria.
K&W Cafeteria.
Oh.
Yeah, I want that right now. What about you, Nate?
We had the Ground Round, and it was where, I don't know if you guys remember this, you would pay your weight as a child.
Oh,
if you were
God.
12 and under. So
that would not, as a child only.
Yeah, that would not fly anymore. Well, you know, cause I was shopped in the Huskies section. So I'd be like, we can't take little Elvis out for report card day because, well, it's going to break the bank.
Well, if your parents were like my parents, you'd save a few cents because we weren't allowed to eat leading up to that dinner.
Quit it.
Oh, my God.
Not kidding.
Oh, so that you would weigh less?
Yeah.
Oh,
Danielle, at the Ground Round, you would walk in. Scotty, you remember this, right?
Of course.
You'd walk in, and as you walked in, you know, the vestibule, whatever they call
yeah.
it, the entryway, there's scales right there.
The big Toledo, the old scale.
Yeah. I don't see
huge.
They want you to stand on the scales as you walk in. Can you imagine?
That's a good idea.
See, I had a Ground Round by us in Westchester. All I remember is that every kid got a balloon when they walked
yep.
in.
Peanuts and cartoons.
And yeah. popcorn on every table.
Yeah. All right. Well,
They weighed you.
And you know who took this idea and I thought it was brilliant?
Who?
The Howard Stern Show.
What? It was,
what? I don't know if they still have this at his studios over at SiriusXM. They have the step and repeat. So they'd have models and actors and actresses walk in and they would stand in front of the step and repeat to get their picture taken. They were, without knowing it, they were actually standing on scales. And so they would know how much their guests weighed when they walked
God.
In.
Oh my God.
I wonder if they still do that.
Oh my God. You know where they do that and it makes me nervous, but I totally understand why? At a water park.
Yeah.
So if they're putting you in one of those big tubes where, you know, like five or six people fit together.
Right.
You can't be over a certain weight. So there's a scale at the top of the water slide where you have to get on it to see if all these people can get on together.
But do you know you're on a scale?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay. I'm talking about hiding a scale.
That's not cool.
I don't want to say anything, but Danielle's lost a little weight. Maybe she's on a diet or something.
Where would you install the scale in our studio?
It has to be like near the door.
No, you should put it behind you where we always go to take the photos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see how much our guest weighs. No, because I have to stand on the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. All of us are on
the hidden scale. Scales.
Oh, my God.
I think it's brilliant.
What can I ask what they use that for? Like, why would you, like, why did the Howard Stern Show need that?
Because it's the Howard Stern Show.
I get the Ground Round why you would need that. Not so much Howard Stern.
Yeah, the Ground Round makes sense.
I wonder if they still do it. If anyone works over there, let me know if they still have the hidden scales.
That's a great idea.
Oh my. Is it?
For a buffet? Yeah, absolutely.
For a buffet?
Because you know what? Like, at those Brazilian steakhouses.
Right.
I tap out at the salad bar. I can't eat anymore. But I'm paying the same amount as like a 6'5" dude.
Who goes
Come
to
on.
The salad bar at a Brazilian steakhouse?
We're so good.
First of all, the Brazilian steakhouses are typically all you can eat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can raise that flag all you want. So if they started charging by the as many times as you flew your flag, then I can see how they can make some money.
Yeah. I can't pay the same price as some like football player. Come on, man.
And you can't take it home because it's like, you know.
What's up,
that's
Gary?
Just cheating.
This texter says you could throw the peanut shells on the floor at the ground round.
Oh,
now
imagine
today with all the peanut allergies, that ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, no, we can't do that anymore.
I kind of want the ground round to come back. Popcorn on the tables, balloons.
They still have them. Scotty, don't they still have ground rounds? I think they do somewhere. They still have ground round, right?
There might be like one or two left in the country, but most of them have disappeared.
No. Do they still weigh you when you walk in?
No.
I'm looking it up.
You bring that back. That's great.
I need to know.
Bring back
Yeah, there should be a sign saying, by the way, you are on camera and you are being weighed.
Of course. Or maybe they weigh you after, before and after, so they know how much you actually consume.
You can take clothing off.
Yeah.
Save some money.
Got a story for us?
I asked a guy once if he wanted to have magic sex.
Okay.
That's where he and I have sex and then he disappears.
Oh! Call us 1-800-242-0100. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Rita, hothead, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I'm an adult, but more like an adult cat. Like, I can kind of be left alone, but someone should definitely check on me.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I feel about my life. Like,
okay.
Not all the way grown up, but like kind of, but still knock on my door every now and then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays, 5 to 10.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Featuring Alex Warren, Carry You Home.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it's true. Oh, every time. We were California dreaming, our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in, we kept each other warm. A ceiling full of stars.
These days, these nights, changing my mind. Set on you, I'm not afraid to say it,
to say I do.
Oh,
trust every time.
Create your own Alex Warren custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeartRadio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Sleep, baby.
thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. There's a guy imploding. Leaves my body glowing. Hey, hey, be afraid. You're not like the others. Futuristic brother. DNA. They don't understand you. You're from my heart. Yeah.
Gary.
Yes.
What's your phone tap all about?
So Chrissy wants to play a phone tap on her mom, Teresa. Teresa's youngest daughter, Isabella, just entered the third grade and got her very first cell phone. So Chrissy wanted me to mess with mom with that. I'm going to start the call from a representative from the school saying there's an issue with Isabella.
Let's listen in.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Teresa Villa-Bye, please.
Yeah, this is she.
This is Robert Nisnaj from the Mahina Elementary School. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. What's going on?
Yeah, your daughter Isabella wanted to just tell you about an incident that happened at lunch. I needed to confiscate her phone. You ever hear of Big Sean?
No.
You know the acronym IDFWU?
No.
That's a song lyric from one of Big Sean's songs.
What does this have to do with Isabella?
Well, she was playing this music to her friends at lunch.
She would not do that.
I want you to listen to this filth.
You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't coming with you.
You hear this?
You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't coming with you.
I can't.
I got a million trillion things I'd rather do.
Hold on. There's more.
Than to be with you.
Yeah.
Little stupid ass, I don't give a.
No way.
Yeah. That was her music. I googled the lyrics and it says, I don't with you. You lil stupid ass bitch. I ain't with you.
Oh my God.
And then it continues. Lil stupid ass. I don't give a. I don't give a. I don't give a. And then this song is on here. Do you know about ASAP Rocky?
No.
The title of the song is called Problems.
What?
Yeah, it goes like this.
I love bad bitches. That's my problem. And yeah, I like the. I got a problem. I love bad bitches. That's my problem. And yeah, I like the.
Let me quote him, okay? I love bad bitches, that's my problem. And yeah, I like to, I got a problem. And then it repeats three more times in the chorus alone. Where did Isabella get this music?
I have no idea.
Are you sure you don't condone this at home? You know Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, of course.
What the hell is this?
Okay, don't play the other song.
Geeky. If he got a man, they got him.
I want you to hear what your daughter's listening to.
This is
a lesson for all of us. Listen to this. This is educational.
Kiss my ass in my cause it's finally famous. And it's finally south. Yeah, it's finally south.
An 8-year-old should be learning that?
Wow.
Wobbledy wobble the wobble wobble wobbin. Ass so fat, all these bitches is throbbing.
Okay. This is totally out of control. Like, stop saying those words to me. Like, it's disgusting. Like, I get it. Like,
now you know how uncomfortable we all felt as administrators in the lunchroom when this music was blaring out of her iPhone speakers.
I'm feeling right now for you to be acting like this.
Well, we took the phone away. And we're going to suspend her for the next week.
There's no way you're suspending her for this. I'm coming right down to school right now. We're going to talk about this.
I'm going to yank Isabella from class right now. I'm going to go down.
Go ahead, because I'm on my way down there, and so is my husband.
Oh, you're coming down here?
Oh, my God. Chrissy, I'm at my wit's end. I'm freaking out right now.
Okay.
Mom, I'm losing my down. I'm getting a call telling me that Isabella is playing strange, disgusting music to our friends in the lunchroom. Okay.
Yeah. What? Well, she said she wanted to listen to some music with her friends to dance with at recess.
The hell? I know what talking about right now.
You're so uptight. Like, seriously, just take a chill pill.
I'm uptight?
Whatever.
Whatever? Okay, I'm like, so what possessed you to do this? But you're completely over the line with this.
Her friends wanted something to dance to during recess, and I just thought it was funny.
You know, you might want to stop where you are because you just got phone tapped. Teresa, it's Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Chrissy's playing a joke on you.
Oh my God. Dude, I'm about to have a heart attack. Are you kidding me?
Sorry about that.
Hey. Not funny.
You all right?
No, I'm not.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I'm an adult, but more like an adult cat. Like, I can kind of be left alone, but someone should definitely check on me.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I feel about my life. Like,
okay.
Not all the way grown up, but like kind of, but still knock on my door every now and then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays 5 to 10.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Before I met you, I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
You, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay. Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk?
risk. I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this. Do do. Testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lifts. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight. dancing with a stranger.
Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
The most undateable astrological sign is Gemini.
And that, yeah, well, I could see that.
I think that's my, is that my husband?
That's my husband, isn't
June 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June 9th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. What is the reasoning, though? Is it because they've got the dual personality, the Gemini?
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking it through. I can see how that could be.
See, I still think the Scorpios are the terrible group. But
and keep in mind, I'm going to read this story. This is a story, and it doesn't cover all Geminis. It doesn't cover all Scorpios. So don't think that we're sitting here saying, this is the end all. Whatever we say sticks, okay? So there's a lot of people who believe romance is written in the stars along with everything else that happens to our lives. But there are certain astrological signs that may not be a good love match for you. In fact, a new survey suggests some are no good for anyone.
Oh, jeez. Nobody.
So 42% of people say they look to the stars to uncover whether they are compatible with their significant other, blah, blah, blah. 48% consult their horoscopes for advice on romantic life. So 42% of people say Gemini is the most undateable astrological sign, followed by Cancer, Taurus, Aries, Leo, which I am, Virgo, then Scorpio, Libra, Sagittarius, and blah, blah, blah. Of course, in this story I'm reading, they're not giving me explanations. We need explanations. Like, why? Why are Geminis the worst today? And look, a text comes up. Oh, my God, I totally agree. Geminis are the worst. Never again. I have to be married to a Gemini, and we're still married. We have our moments, but we've adjusted.
You're making it work.
What, Gandhi, what?
This says that the Gemini is so hard to date because they can be manipulative. Unfortunately, they might manipulate someone or something into giving them what they want. That is a very big part of their personality.
Yes.
Do you feel that way?
Absolutely.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I feel that way. I don't think that he's not like that.
I know, but you know what? He's British. He's very slick.
I bet.
And keep in mind, he sells houses. He has to be really sneaky.
He sells me a lot of crap. Is that what you're trying to say?
And you buy into it without even knowing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you don't love him. That's not what this is about.
All right.
Yeah, Froggy.
You know, it's funny. When Lisa and I first started dating many, 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 many moons ago, one of the first things she said to me was, this is not going to work ever. We're both Scorpios. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing. It's fine. Just whatever. But then there's been many times where we have an argument. She goes, I told you when we started dating that it was a bad idea. We were both Scorpios. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Hey, guys, think about it this way. Couldn't an Aries and a Taurus be compatible or incompatible? It's like,
I don't know.
Blaming it on the stars. I don't know. Someone just sent a text saying they're married. One of them is a Gemini. One is a Leo. That's our relationship. And it's like dating the weather. You never know what you're going to get. What's scary?
So I heard that the Gemini sign is the most high strung in the zodiac sphere. And not only that, they also can't make up their minds. So if you're an indecisive person and you're high strung, that's probably a bad recipe for a relationship. Sheesh. Just my thought.
I don't know. I think you have to, you know me, always trying to find the other side of the argument. The same things that make Geminis just very difficult and edgy could also be the same things that you like about them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this list of the other things about Geminis that are tough to date, and I kind of like all of them. It says Geminis are inconsistent. I don't hate that. Geminis are hard to date because they love to be alone. I don't hate that.
Yes.
Geminis are hard to get through to. So if you have a point and they just don't want to listen.
Yes.
Gemini is a control freak, which makes dating them difficult.
Without doubt.
Gemini and dating don't always work out because they don't take life as seriously as most other people do.
Okay.
I like most of those things.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point.
Sheldon will say that he doesn't have to be right, but deep down, I know that he does.
Exactly, because he's a sneaky Gemini. We've determined this.
Oh, my God. My poor husband.
Oh, dear Lord. Line 24 is Sarah. Let's go see what she thinks about this. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Geminis, go.
They are the worst.
Oh my gosh.
Run in the other direction. I will never, ever, ever. I'm a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
I will never, ever, ever look in a Gemini's direction ever again.
Really? Wait. So what Gemini did you wrong?
So I can't. He's actually an Olympic athlete, so I'm not going to name names, but
what Gemini characteristics did he throw your way that really, really made you run away?
So it was like 1 second he was like one person. And you'd look at him and be like super sweet. And I would literally turn around and like look at him again. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a different person standing there. That dual personality is wild. Everything that Gandhi just listed off is literally explains him to a T. And I wasn't into astrological signs before, like when I was dating him, but holy Toledo. That was that person.
I mean, this could be many things. It may have nothing to do with stars. It could be his chemical balance or imbalance. It could be whatever. But so it just so happens this guy is a Gemini. So boom, you say all Geminis are bad because of this one really bad guy.
Well, I know a couple of them. I'm friends with them, like, and they're female, and I get along with them because they're crazy, and I like the crazy, fun friends, but I would never date one ever again.
All right. Well, look, it's interesting. It's an interesting conversation. Whether or not the stars really have something to do with it, you know, I don't think anyone is with 100% certainty, but it sure, it sure looks like the facts are backing it up, right? A little bit.
So 100%.
Okay. Well, so are you dating anyone now, Sarah?
Yes, I am absolutely happily married to an Aquarius.
Now, really, you wouldn't have given him the time of day if he was a Gemini?
No.
Wow.
Really, not that bad.
You know what? If you're in a successful relationship now with an Aquarius, then who are we to second guess anything? Yeah. All right, Sarah. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to us.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Thank you. I feel like I want to go upstairs and wake up my Gemini and tell him all the bad things about him.
Let me explain something. I hope I can do this justice. It takes two people to be in a relationship. Right. All right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're in the same lane with each other. Sometimes you veer out of their lane and you're on your own lane because you can't handle their lane. But you know what? The same things that make me weak sometimes as a Leo or whoever I am may make it difficult to be compatible with a Gemini and what they're all about. Okay. So I don't think it's fair to blame everything on one side because the things that I'm super sensitive to may be the things that he has no care in the world about. So therefore I'm part of the issue as well. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
I'm coming into this relationship with my own baggage. Mm-hmm. If my baggage doesn't fit their trunk, then we're not going to go on a trip together. You know,
In any relationship, it's very hard to always get along and always, you're different people. Always. Everybody is a different person. And a lot of times you don't want to, you know, compromise, but relationships are all about compromise. You
exactly.
Know?
Sometimes it's difficult for you to compromise on some things in life. Gandhi, what is your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Are Sagittarius people, are they busybodies and nosy?
No, actually. Special to me.
Tell everyone what you're doing right now.
I'm Googling Olympic athletes who may be Geminis, and I have guesses.
To find out who she used to date.
Oh.
It's definitely not Jim Thorpe, because he was born in 1888. But there are a ton of others. Could be Lionel Konecker. Okay. Leonid Turinenko.
Don't do this.
Rick Nash. Oh, Rick Nash is a good one. Could it be him?
Stop naming possibilities on the air. This is not really good. Let's go talk to a Jillian on line 22. An interesting fact about Geminis. Let's see what she has to say. Hello, Jillian.
Hi, Elvis. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're just perplexed by this whole thing. What are your thoughts?
So I work in psychology, and me and one of my coworkers are obsessed with reading about serial killers, and it's actually a known fact that most serial killers throughout history are Geminis.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Really?
There you go, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what they're saying.
So far, I think I'm okay.
I know, Gandhi, is it true that, I mean, short of killing people, some of the traits that some serial killers have, they're attractive to you?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, here's the thing. All these serial killers are very charismatic. Well, a lot of them are. I mean, like, when you look at Ted Bundy and some of the tapes, it's easy to see how he did what he did and how he got into the good graces of these people because they are kind of fun and very spontaneous and charismatic. So it's like,
I know, but you like that. The thing is that he's being charismatic to a very bad end is the issue. He's being manipulative.
Yeah, but you don't know that until you're getting murdered.
And look how, and seriously, look how hot. Some of the murderers are so hot. Like, when they flash their picture on the screen, I'll turn to Sheldon and I'll go, oh my gosh, I didn't realize he was that hot. I'm like, I might have fallen for him too.
That's a whole different thing. Okay, so, Geminis. Jeffrey Dahmer, Son of Sam, The Hillside Strangler. So far, those are all Geminis.
Whoa.
Who put those names up? You did, Nate. Yeah. Nate, I need you to answer out loud because we're on the radio.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for more.
Nate is Googling all of the murderers he knows. All his fellow murderers. I know.
Jillian, thank you very much. Thanks for your insight and have a beautiful day, okay?
Too.
Well, in closing, I'm just talking about dating a Gemini. I'm not talking about being murdered by a Gemini. That's really just, that's next level stuff. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, all right. But what I said, and I mean this, it takes two to make a relationship work. I bet there are some people out there that need those points of a Gemini in order to enjoy the relationship. Maybe I am one of those. Okay.
Wow.
So there you go. Blaming someone 100%. It's their fault. How dare you?
Oh, but it's so much easier, and it's so easy to just blame the stars. Like, this isn't your fault, and it's not my fault. These stupid stars, they did this to us.
Damn the stars. Damn you.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning.
This is Y100.
T-Pain. Young Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, she snapping.
Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. I'm big music, nappy boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance until you rolling with me? Back to the crib. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink. I'ma take you home with me. I got money.
Switch gears when I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so he can make it clear.